Now, we've seen a ridiculous situation over the weekend where both Saturday and Sunday there was just unacceptable levels of travel and of crowds in many of our public places, our beaches in particular, and some other public amenities. And this could in no way be compliant with the public health advice in relation to ensuring that social distancing and physical distancing was being maintained, and was the wrong response entirely to the advice that people have actually been receiving. I think some are still not getting that message that as to how serious the necessity to actually physically distance and to ensure that public health advice is followed. And therefore, I've written this morning to the relevant ministers and also to the local authority and the HSE, suggesting that there needs to be a consideration of closing some of our public amenities and our public beaches. I do think things seem to have calmed down significantly today. I've checked some of the beaches this morning today, and they're very much back to normal. But there does have to be the capacity there that if we see any spike in relation to this, the public authorities move immediately to ensure that the type of overcrowding that we saw at the weekend cannot happen. And certainly going forward throughout this week, if there's any sign of that type of behaviour happening again, there must be an immediate move to ensure that it is stopped and that it is not allowed to happen. Because everyone, the vast majority, are taking their responsibilities very seriously. They know how important it is to stay at home as far as possible and where they're getting their exercise to do it in their local area. But their message needs to get out to everyone that unnecessary travel or day trips is simply not acceptable. People must stay at home and follow the advice and not engage in anything that can recklessly endanger the health of others and indeed themselves.
We do know that stricter regulations are, you know, being considered currently. The Health Minister spoken out about that this morning. The fact that you have called for this temporary closure of beaches and other amenities, do you foresee that really happening as part of those stricter regulations that could be enforced later this week?
I think it has to be part of the options available at local level in particular. There's a massive difference today compared to this morning so far, compared to yesterday. I drove around yesterday myself to get a sense of what was going on, and the level of crowds and people on the road was simply hard to believe given the advice that had been given in terms of staying in one's own community and exercising in one's local area and not congregating in public places and ensuring that physical distances were kept. So that has to be now, in terms of, I mean, the big pull factor over the weekend was our beaches and public amenities. And I have no doubt that if the option was there to close them, that would mean that pull factor would not be there. I think we need to monitor it today and tomorrow. If it's just normal activity and if it's only local activity, that's fair enough because it can ensure people's public health and safety is maintained. But if there's any sense that there's people day tripping or people on the road making unnecessary journeys, travelling a distance to get to our beaches or public amenities, then the option and plan needs to be there to immediately shut them down so that people's health isn't put in danger and we don't see risky behaviour which can lead to the spread of this virus and a situation where the great work that the vast majority are carrying out in terms of protecting themselves is undone and put in danger by others.